Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leon Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, are you grieving that your Disney trips are now over?
I am. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. No. M-I-C-K-E-Y. See you real soon. Yes, I am. It's always a letdown when it's over. You know, I think here's our friend
is
Disney.
Do you also feel like, in a way, like now you can rest a little bit? Because you go, man.
You do go. But here's the thing. Here's what it is for me. My friend Disney Danielle, her name's Disney Magic Danny on Instagram. We've talked about this. Half of the joy of the trip is planning the trip and the anticipation and the, oh, we want to try this new thing and blah, 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 and all the snacks and all the things.
I don't believe it, but I am learning through you. I'm learning.
I know. And you know what? I think it's just sad. It's sad that you won't give Disney a chance. And I think you should. Listen,
I guess I'm not magical.
You aren't. You are not magical. Listen. There is an Instagram friend of the podcast.
Okay.
Her name is Deborah.
Okay.
She, on her name on Instagram is Deborah McCarty Perez Bolton.
Okay.
And Deborah, her husband works at Disneyland.
Oh. Oh.
And they live in the magic.
Oh. Oh.
And I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. He is an electrician. For their shows.
Listen,
he does.
Listen, I bet they have a lot of electricians, man. They got a lot of electric.
They got a lot of lights.
I mean, their electric bill, I cannot even imagine it.
Listen, I'm just going to start talking about my good day because there's so much I could talk about.
Okay, yeah.
But my good day is just our time at Disney this summer is so fun and so
precious.
Can I say magical?
Oh,
here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's part of it too, is it's a familiar place that we have memories at that we, you know, we feel comfortable at, we explore it together and our kids, just have a blast. Well, you know, what was so special this summer too, is our whole family went. So my kids got to go with their cousins
who they that love are their age. So
we got to make new memories with new people in places that we love. And I'm just for your benefit, okay. I'm going to name a couple things that when you go,
all right,
that you will need to try.
Okay.
In regards to snacks.
Oh.
Here's a couple things.
Okay.
First, this is, if you're a Disney person, I'm talking about Walt Disney World in Florida. Here's some things you need to try that I tried that I love.
Okay.
In Norway, there's a bakery.
Oh.
And I don't know what it's called. I think it's called like the Kringle something. But they have something called school bread.
Okay.
That's a Norwegian recipe that has like a really good bun on the outside, but like a Bavarian cream on the inside that's not too sweet.
You know, when Joey...
Try school bread.
You know, when Joey went to Europe, I think it might have been London... I can't remember. Actually, I can't remember if it was Italy or London, but they ate something like that with the cream in the center. And he said it was one of his favorite things.
Yeah, because it's not too sweet.
Yeah, it's not too sweet. And the cream inside is real and homemade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a place in Germany that Werther's Original Caramel sponsors.
What?
It's called the Caramel Kuka, the Caramel Kitchen.
Oh.
They have this thing called a caramel butter square. Oh my word, you have got to try that someday. And here's the last thing I'll talk about, because I could talk about this for a long time. In Italy, the pizza that they make in the Italy Pavilion at Epcot is made with water imported from Italy, and people say that that's what makes it the best pizza. So,
well, I believe it.
You would like the food.
And I actually think, I don't think I have ever heard from anyone that's been at Disney that they had a negative experience.
No.
I feel like they specialize in giving you a great experience.
100%. I think you need to tap into your magic and maybe do it sometime.
Oh, maybe.
Just saying.
You know,
my 40th birthday is coming up.
Teddy and Joey, if you are listening, I'm waiting on grandchildren. I'm thinking that maybe the grandkids will
get you to
shift something in me. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. My good day. Well, we had an episode a while back where we
please don't bring up cigarettes. I can't do cigarettes anymore.
No, it's not. I'm over my cigarette craving. We had an episode where we were in front of our live audience, and we had an event, which we have an event coming up in September. Be paying attention to our Instagram. We'll be talking about that. I hope tickets aren't already sold out by the time that you hear this. Yeah. But I talked about, it's the episode we're titled Amish Values. We talk about what it's like being married into an Amish family. But at the beginning of that, I talk about Mr. Butters and the groomer. Do you remember that? The grooming story?
Oh, I remember.
Mr. Butters and the groomer. And just recently, just a few days ago, Mr. Butters had his every 3 month groom. And here's what I want to say to all my cat people out there. If you have a short haired cat, you can just thank Jesus every day that you have a short haired cat. My cat, yes, he is beautiful. Yes, yes, he's bougie and he looks good in a picture. But he is a lot of work. I vacuum almost every day. And if you have a long haired cat, listen to the words I'm getting ready to tell you. Game changing words. Get them on a groom schedule with a cat groomer every 3 months and your life will change. It won't feel as overwhelming with the hair because, I mean, Butters has a lot of hair.
He sure does.
I don't understand. I don't give him cat vitamins or anything, but man, there's just hair and then there's more hair. I'm like, where's all this hair come from? But that was my good day. Mr. Butters, taking Mr. Butters to the groomer. Mm. I can actually tell afterwards.
Does he feel lighter?
Well, he just looks bad. He just looks like he's been. It's kind of like when you get a new haircut.
Yeah.
That's just how he looks, and he feels that way too. He feels a little full of himself. He feels a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit proud.
Well, when our dog comes back from the groomer, he's exhausted. Oh, I don't know what they
Butters
do there.
Is exhausted afterwards.
Like, do you they know? Do massages? Do they run him on a track?
Well,
like, what do they do?
You know, they do a lot of brushing and blowing and brushing and blowing with Butters, and she says she gets enough hair. Now, the first time I took him, she said she got enough hair to make two separate cats.
Oh my!
But she's getting out about enough hair for one.
That's one crazy cat.
Yeah, he really has this undercoat that's kind of like a chow, like a dog,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a lot. I mean,
well, you know, they say that you start to look like your pets, and you have some big blonde hair yourself.
Yeah, I look like Mr. Butters.
So you guys kind of look alike. Okay. And
I'm proud of it.
My dog Charlie, he started off like a rusty orangey brown.
Yeah,
and he's turning gray. Already, his hair's lighter, and I think we're starting to look more alike as well. Because listen, if you look at my temples, I am getting S&P.
I want to tell you, you're getting a little more grays than your auburn color. The grays are almost taken over.
I'm getting gray whiskers.
What's gonna
now?
What's going to happen if you start to go bald? Are you going to shave your head completely?
Why would you bring that up? Why would you speak that into the universe? I'm like,
I just need to know.
It's like you knew my biggest fear. Did you just toot? You're laughing out a toot. It's like you're preying on my fears.
It was involuntary. I just.
Well, this leads us to our topic of the day.
But I didn't want to know. What decision did you make?
We're going to cross that bridge when we get there, Leanne. We're going to cross that bridge when we get there.
You can just do a real short buzz.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
You don't have to do shiny bald.
No.
Do you have a nice looking head? Do you know?
No. Oh, no. It's horrible. It's a horrible head. I would like to move on from this topic. And our topic today is all about teasing versus bullying. Ironically, how dare you? I'm feeling a little threatened. I know you're just teasing, but if you keep it up, it's moving into bullying. And we're going to talk all about that today on the podcast.
Forgive me.
This was, can you tell us the story. This was born out of a story you shared on Instagram a couple, like maybe 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was maybe more than that. But I was at a business, and I'm just not going to say the business. I'm not going to say the people.
It doesn't matter.
I was at a business, and I was walking through, and I heard a customer say this to someone who works there. So this was not colleague to colleague. This wasn't people that work together in cubicles shouting across the room. So I heard a customer basically shout across a way, you know, it was a good distance away. And there were at least 10 people. I'm sure there were more than that, but I'm going to say 10 because I don't want to exaggerate, but there were a lot of people around. And he yelled, it was a man, and he was probably in his 60s, and he yelled, well, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. I see what you do for your job. You just sit there and do nothing. And this person was sitting behind a desk, you know, doing their job. And it literally like took me back. Like I did a double take, and I do have some regret. I know regrets are our little word of the month, but I wish I would have said something. I just couldn't think fast enough. And what this experience has taught me, and why it's not a regret, and I'm reframing it, is that now I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready with what I feel like I want to say when I overhear something like that.
Yeah.
Because the look on the person's face he said it to, they did not think it was funny.
Yeah.
You know, and it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And the people around, nobody was laughing except for him. He was laughing.
Right.
And I wish I would have stopped and said, oh, certainly you don't mean that. How rude. That was really rude and hurtful. You know, and I am going to start saying something when I see, well, like Remy says, when you see something, say something. And I think you have to practice wisdom in that. You know, you don't want to involve yourself into something that could be
absolutely dangerous. Unless you're a friend cat.
Yeah, right. She just
goes in.
But and she knows what she's doing. You know, you just have to know, you really should know kind of what you're doing when you involve yourself in certain scenarios. But I could not quit thinking about it, because I was like, wow, that. And you know, Matt, our boys are 29 and 24. And something that we never, and you know this, something that we never allowed was teasing at someone else's expense. Mm-hmm. Like saying, you're so stupid, or you moron. And it was probably, I want to say probably 3 years ago, I was aware that this family talked to one another that way. And one of our boys was hanging out with they're adults now, you know, hanging out with one of these adult people. And that person said to Joey, like, you're such a stupid moron. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Right away. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. We do not talk to each other that way. Mm-hmm. And if you are friends with Joey and care about Joey, please do not talk to him that way.
Right.
Like that is not funny. And I just think that I think sometimes we say things like, it's all in jest. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. It's tongue in cheek. Right. Oh, we were just kidding. When really it's inappropriate.
Right.
It's rude. And it doesn't build confidence in people. It doesn't build life in people. It doesn't encourage people. I don't think you necessarily flourish when you're spoken to that way over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
So I storied about it, and I had somebody come into my DMs. I had so many people come into my DMs saying, thank you so much for talking about this. This, you know, I have lived with this. I work so many people. I work with someone like this. And I said, you know, I would encourage you to carve out a moment that's not a reaction when it happens, to carve out a moment and say to that person, like, hey, sometimes when you tease me, it doesn't feel like teasing. It feels hurtful. Mm-hmm. It feels like bullying. And I don't think it's funny. And I'd like to ask you to quit doing it.
Yeah.
And
that is a true boundary.
Yes.
That's setting up a boundary with that person.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Yes. I had another lady come into my DMs, long DM, basically saying that that is how her family shows their love. that is how they operate, with sarcasm and with comments like that. And I said, well, you are a very, very small percentage of people that do well with that kind of family environment. And I said, and I would like to ask, or I would want to ask all your family members if they love it. Because I grew up with brothers that very much teased that way.
Right.
I did not love it. I still don't love it. Right. I actually have put boundaries in place, and I won't be talked to that way.
Right.
And
right.
I think if you're the only one laughing at somebody, came into my DMs and said this, and I loved it. She said, I tell my kids, if you are teasing someone or joking with someone and you are the only one laughing and they are not laughing, it is not teasing. It is bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, that stopped me.
So true.
I was like, that is so good. That is so true.
Okay. Listen, if I wanted to come up with the definition of teasing versus bullying, I think sometimes we do use those words interchangeably, mm-hmm. but I think they're different. So here's where I have drawn some lines, and I'm sure there's more things I could add to it, but this is just what I got. Okay, teasing versus bullying. Teasing becomes bullying when it is excessive and over the top.
Mm.
You know, teasing can turn into bullying. Teasing becomes bullying when there is a power imbalance. So between the two people.
Mm.
So if the person teasing is bigger, stronger, louder, smarter, richer,
your boss,
more athletic, in a position of power over you, and they are teasing you, it really becomes bullying when there's an imbalance of power.
Mm, that's good.
And it's not amongst peers or friends.
Right.
Teasing becomes bullying when there are people who are visibly hurt by whatever it is that you are teasing about, that you think is teasing. Now here's something I want to throw out to this discussion that I think is a little different. Is I was reading this study done that talks about the difference between teasing and bullying. This study would say that teasing amongst friends actually can show closeness and affection for the other person.
Right.
Now listen,
when we tease each other.
I was just going to bring this up. My counselor has listened to the podcast, and she told me in one of our sessions, she said, I love the way you and Leanne tease each other on the podcast because it's healthy teasing. It shows love and care for each other. It shows friendship. It is not mean or cutting down. But I do think the bald comment might hurt my feelings a little bit.
Well, I didn't say you were going bald. I'm just saying if you start losing your hair, what are you going to do?
I don't have a plan. Okay, here's the other thing. I think when teasing, you know, I live with a boy in my home that's going to be a fifth grader. And I know you have lived with two teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
Teasing can be used to bond people together. So let's say somebody does something silly, they slip, and they're not hurt, and they're laughing, and you're laughing, and you bring it up again. That can be a way to bond with people.
Yes.
But when it becomes excessive, or the other person is visibly upset,
right,
or when the other person clearly puts up a boundary
and says, please don't do
please
that.
Please stop. That is when it really becomes bullying. And I think our culture has used teasing and bullying interchangeably, but they really, really are different. Mm-hmm. There is a difference there. You know, there's someone in my family that has since passed away that when I would go to restaurants with them, it was like a shtick they had. They would tell people, the waitresses or the waiters, that they're really ugly and, oh, it looks like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. And even as a child, I hated it. And they thought it was so funny. And I could tell sometimes on the other person's face that they didn't think it was so funny. I have a friend we were in relationship with this person as well. Without saying too much, we all just knew each other.
Yeah.
And she wore blue eyeshadow for a while when she was in college. And this person made comments about their makeup and wearing blue eyeshadows, that they had like blueberries on their eyes, something stupid and silly.
Yeah.
But it actually made them cry.
Oh.
And it made them really upset about their makeup or their appearance. And when you see someone make those faces or you see it land, that is your cue to back off. Yes. And listen, here's another thing I wrote down. And maybe just
find another shtick. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like find something like else. Maybe just be self-deprecating if nothing else. Make a joke about yourself instead of the other person.
Listen, with the article that I was reading about this, it said teasing about physical appearance is always hurtful and hostile.
Mm.
You never teasing about someone's physical appearance, the way that they look, the way they dress,
how much they weigh, whatever.
That is never a joke.
It's never okay.
That is always hostile. That's never okay because that's such a personal thing that we would never want to draw attention to.
I posted a reel the day I talked about it from a teacher. I don't know if you saw it, but she gave this great example to her classroom and she recorded it. And she basically said, this is the rules of the classroom.
Yeah.
If you see something about someone that they cannot change in 30 seconds or less, do not say it. Don't say it about them. If their shoes are untied, you say, hey, your shoes are untied.
Right.
They can change that in 30 seconds or less. Hey, you got a fuzzy on your shirt, 30 seconds or less. But you don't say, like, why are you so tall? Whatever. She gave much better examples than me. But if it's their physical appearance and something they can't change in 30 seconds or less, you don't comment.
And here's what I'll say in regards to kids. Kids don't understand sarcasm. Kids don't understand the teasing. They don't get it.
I don't either. I don't like it.
And kids, you have to be so careful with kids because kids will remember. I mean, truthfully, I have memories of things people have said to me about my physical appearance. I was a chubby kid and people made comments about it and you don't get over that.
Right,
you know,
that
stuff gets lodged in your brain.
Right.
So I think if we take this idea of teasing, here's what I think. If I believe the best about the teaser, if I believe the best about the other person,
the person saying it,
what they're really looking for is they're looking for connection or a way to like bond with the other person in a positive way. So I think what would happen if we took the energy that sometimes is put into teasing towards bringing life into other people? So going back to your example of this business you were at, what if the customer said, man, I see you at that desk and I noticed you were gone and I'm so glad you're back from your vacation or wherever you were.
How different could
that be?
And I literally, the thought that went through my mind when he did it, was like, well, no wonder you don't see her very often because she doesn't want to be around stuff you say.
Right.
You know,
she's not looking for you.
Like, and also I just think I don't know very many teasers, like the teaser.
Yeah.
Who people love to be around that.
I agree with that.
Many people. In fact, I know the opposite. Like they're such a great person. They're such a great guy. They're such a great girl. I just wish they wouldn't do the teasing that they do.
100%.
So I think it's a good, it also is a good reminder to me that when see something, say something. Like when we observe something like that, when we're at a birthday party and somebody is saying something or doing something like that, we have the option of saying, oh, hey, don't say that.
Yeah.
Like, don't tease that way.
Right.
Don't say those things. That's not very nice. And you don't have to say it mean. You can say exactly like I just said it. Like, oh, no, don't say that.
Right.
Don't make they don't think that's funny.
Right.
Like, I don't think that's funny. Like, and I think it's up to us to bring attention to it. If somebody's doing it and they think that they're really, really funny, and surely they think other people think it's funny, they're just not laughing.
Right.
I can't understand that because I can't understand that you don't see body language. You don't see that the person laughed. You know, I don't think it's very self-aware, but I think that we can be part of the solution if we say something.
Absolutely. I think if you are someone who's wondering, you're listening to this podcast and you're like, maybe I am a teaser and it crosses the line sometimes. Here's what I would encourage you to do. Think back to some of the ways you've been teased that you didn't like. Mm-hmm. Reflect on that. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing that, cut it out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would also say, find ways to speak life into people and to say kind things to someone.
What a difference.
Right. So instead of saying, commenting on someone's body or their appearance or their clothes, what if you said, oh, I appreciate, let's say you're in a work environment. I appreciate that you came in early, that you worked on this. You worked really hard at this and you know, you're resilient. This was a hard project to get through.
Yes.
Instead of saying to make conversation about things that don't matter.
Like nice shoes or whatever.
Yeah. Or I hate the passive aggressive comments. Nice shoes. Wish I could afford those. Like what is that?
Yeah.
You know, any of those kind of things. Like cut it out because
think about a different way to say something that's encouraging and life-giving. I'm telling you, it makes all the difference.
Right. And you are so right. I can't think of someone that I would put in the category of a teaser. That's like, man, I want to spend more time with them. They're so wise.
I love when they tease people the way they do.
I never, ever, ever think that.
I had this, when I was little, there was this, my parents had this friend, his name was Abe Oslanides, and he was the nicest, most pleasant man. And whenever he would see me, my mom used to put my hair in pigtails, like on either side above my ears, those kind of pigtails with the little, hair, the little hair bands that had like the balls on the end of them. And you would kind of feed them through each other. And she used to curl my hair in this, like, I didn't have real thick hair when I was little. And she used to put it in like this ring, one ringlet curl. Well, he used to always come up behind me and like do a little tug and say, "Hey kid." And I always loved it. I always felt sweet. Like it was sweet, like I felt seen.
Well, he noticed you.
And he noticed me, and it was kind. It wasn't like he yanked on it and said, "Nice curls, blah, blah, blah."
Noodle head.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You look like a ziti. Like nothing like that. It was the opposite of that. It was a little tease. But it was fun loving and it was sweet and it was kind. And I think that's where we have to look at the teasing and we have to ask ourselves, does this communicate kindness? Does this communicate words that are building somebody up, making somebody feel better about themselves? Because if they're not, you should not say them. I had somebody come into my DMs. I thought this was a great analogy. She said she was raised boys and she said, "I would tell my kids, if you would not write that on your hands and walk around with it written on your hands all day, if you're going to say that to someone, if you would not write it on your hands and walk around with it, do not say it." Oof. So, I mean, and all I could think about after she said that was that guy walking around written on his hands. "I see what you do for your job. You sit there and do nothing." If he walked around that with that written on himself, right. Like, I don't want to be known for saying those kinds of things to people. Sometimes I have to catch myself. Sometimes I will think of something really funny to say, but it's funny at the expense of another person and I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
And I think we just have to hold back sometimes and think about a different way to say something.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word. Hey, well, I think it's that time. Let's talk about food. Hey, I have something I want to talk about.
I cannot wait until we said that to Charlie to do a little jingle for us.
I know.
It's really going to be so much nicer to listen to than our harmonizing vocals.
Well, I feel like I do it the same every time, but you change it up. I never know. What octave you're going to be in, what key. See, that's good teasing.
Yes, exactly. Right, exactly.
I have something I want to talk about. You know, this summer, you know what I love? I have eating fresh salads in the summer. Getting what I love about living in our area is there's so many produce stands where you can pick up a head of lettuce. And my mom actually grew some lettuce that was delicious this summer. But one thing that we love, especially when you're doing like a summer salad, is sprinkling like little doodads in your salads, sunflower seeds, nuts.
Yeah, you know, they have those kind of crunchy tortilla strips and also the fried onions.
You know what else I love?
What?
Those sesame crouton sticks with like sesame seeds in them.
Yes, I love those.
I love those. So,
I feel like I could eat a whole bag of those.
I know. And they're nuts. You know, nuts are really expensive. And I love buying like big bulk bags full of nuts to sprinkle, especially like cashews. I love cashews on a salad.
They also have those sesame sticks you're talking about.
I
love
those. They
have all kinds of flavors. They have like chipotle and honey. And,
sign me up.
Yeah, barbecue.
Sign me
up. And they're so good. You're right.
It is salad
good on a
season in Ohio. I love having a salad full of really, really good things.
You know,
and I love topping it with some of their little toppings, their nuts and their croutons and their thingy dingies.
Oh, thingy dingies. That could be part of their marketing. Come buy some thingy dingies. Okay, listen. I am going to talk about their cheese balls. And your wife loves their chocolate chip cheese ball. And what she gets to go with it are, I think, the graham cracker pretzels. Cracker pretzels. I like the animal crackers with it. Like they have bulk bags of animal crackers there that you can dip in that. You can dip in that chocolate chip cheese ball. It's so good. But they also have I think it's like garlic and chive one. They have a pimento cheese one. A bacon ranch one. Really good one.
When I was a child, cheese balls were lost on me. But now as an adult, sign me up.
I feel like that could be a Bible verse in a food Bible.
When
I was a child, I avoided cheese balls. But when I became a man,
when I was mature and wise in the ways of the Lord, I had a cheese ball.
Yes. They have great stuff there.
Also, can we talk about our coffee again?
Yeah.
I love our coffee.
I'm having a tough time drinking anything. Honestly,
I agree.
Another blend. It is so good. Now, I get the whole bean of our coffee because our machines grind the
whole bean, yeah.
But you can, on the website where you place the order for our coffee, you can get it ground or whole. You can just go to my Instagram profile page, and you should put that link in your profile page.
I will put it in our show bio
show. Yes, that's good.
Because there's also a link to our merch store in our show bio.
Okay, will you put a link in our bio?
Yes, I'll put a link to the coffee.
Of the coffee. It's so good.
Here's the thing. It is for me, it's the perfect blend of a great coffee roast that's not too dark and not too light. It's just a great all around. And if you have a machine that makes like single serve on demand, I love making a cup of coffee with a cup of espresso just to give me a little extra zing.
I do it every time.
I know.
I draw a cup of coffee, put a shot of espresso in, and then I froth that. I've been putting a little bit of, I got it at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, collagen, some powdered collagen.
Yeah.
But you know what I've been doing? I've been just sprinkling a little teaspoon of it in the frother while my froth is frothing.
Well, you're fancy.
And it gives it this creamy, thicker, creamy texture. It's so good.
You know how to live.
Listen.
You know how to live.
We just want to shout out and say thank you to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and Walnut Creek Foods for sponsoring this podcast. We love your products.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation all about teasing versus bullying. And my hope is that this week, maybe you will take a minute just to reflect on the words that come out of your mouth and whether they're giving life or they're taking life away.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we want to be people that speak life.
Yes. And I also want to encourage you to be brave if you need to have a conversation about somebody not doing it to you anymore.
Yeah. Hey, well, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.